The director Steven Soderbergh made his name in 1989 with his film Sex, Lies, and Videotape. Since then, he's had commercial hits like Ocean's 11 and some really strange flops like Bubble. Soderbergh has said that his latest film might be his last. Kenneth Turan has a review of that new movie, Side Effects.
The less said about Side Effects, the better. There's nothing wrong with it, quite the contrary, but it's got a deliciously complex plot that works best in an information blackout. Central character Emily Taylor is played very effectively by Rooney Mara. Emily's husband is about to be released from prison after a 4-year sentence for insider trading. That triggers a devastating depression in Emily, like a poisonous fog bank rolling in. She attempts suicide, which leads her to a friendly, understanding psychiatrist played by Jude Law.
Dr. Rings, I really need to talk to you.
Emily. Yeah, I just got your message. I'm with my wife.
I went to your office, but you weren't there. So I came here, and, can we just go talk?
If it's an emergency, I can admit you.
The psychiatrist puts Emily on the latest antidepressant available in consultation with her previous doctor, played by Catherine Zeta-Jones.
I'm glad you're seeing a man this time. I think that will help.
Why is that?
Never felt seen by a father. Then her husband ends up in jail, and she's abandoned again. I'll be happy to see her have a different kind of experience.
First, all is going well. But then, in the blink of an eye, it isn't, and all hell breaks loose. It would ruin the fun to detail exactly what kind of hell, but it does make everyone wish the drug had never entered their lives. Side Effects is undeniably far-fetched, but it's made with so much cinematic skill, it makes implausibility irrelevant. If this does prove to be Soderbergh's final film, he picked a heck of a one to go out on.
That's Ken Turan, who reviews movies for Morning Edition and for the Los Angeles Times.